sometime. I want to go to temple. I feel bad not having gone to temple yet. One afternoon I will go. As Madhavacharya, we are in the disciplic succession of Madhavacharya, which originally was known as the Brahma Sampradaya, and then it was known as the Brahma Madhava Sampradaya after Madhavacharya's appearance. And since Madhavendra Puri is the guru of Ishvara Puri, who is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Madhavendra Puri is in the Brahma Madhava Sampradaya. So then, Gaudiya Vaishnavas are also in the Madhava Sampradaya, sort of technically speaking. So Brahma, therefore, now we call it Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. I say technically speaking because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, so he is Sampradayi. He is the origin of all Sampradayas, four Sampradayas, which start with Brahma, Lakshmi, Lord Narayan, and Lord Shiva. But Kumaras. But Krishna is the origin of everyone and the guru of everyone. So he's the original spiritual master. And all sampradayas originally come from him. But still, because Lord Chaitanya played the role of a devotee, and because the principle is sampradaya vihinasti mantrasti nishpiranta, that everyone has to be in one of these four Brahma sampradaya, in one of these four sampradayas, or else they're not considered to be bona fide, and the mantras are not considered to be proper. So then, Lord Chaitanya also accepted this Madhava Sampradaya, Madhavacharya. And sometimes there's some little disagreement. Anyway, those are details. And Baladeva Vidyabhushan, he was also a great scholar in the Madhava Sampradaya until he met forget the name of the devotee in Jagannath Puri, and from him understood the precepts of Gaudiya Siddhanta, and to Vrindavan and along with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and wrote many books there on the principles of our Sampradaya teachings. So sometime down the road we need to go visit Udupa Krishna. Because if he's the presiding deity here, and the principle is that when one arrives to a town, then one should go and offer respects to the presiding deity, just like when we go to Jagannath Puri. Of course, they won't let us into the temple, but all other Hindus, they will first go and offer their respects. Or people go to Tirupati, they see Balaji, or they go other places, and then they offer their respects to the presiding deity. There may be many deities, but in a particular town, there may be a presiding deity, so then they should go. And in Vrindavan, people should go and see the main three presiding deities. There, Govindaji, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. At least those one should visit. And particularly, Lord Chaitanya appreciated in Madhava Sampradaya their dedication to worship of the deities and accepting the deity form of Krishna as being absolute truth. Supreme. Although in Kali Yuga Yagya Sankirtana prayer means mainly that Krishna consciousness or that perfection is achieved mainly through Sankirtan, through the chanting of Krishna's holy names. That doesn't mean that other activities need not be done. They should be done, and especially like the worship of deities, installed deities. Those are also essential, especially for practicing devotees. deity worship, visiting holy places, offering prayers, and so on, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Tadasivanam. These activities are important because although actually chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Krishna's name, remembering, that's all Sankirtan, is enough for perfection. But the beginner devotee, practicing devotee, they actually don't have the qualification to chant properly. They chant with offense, or at best, they chant without offense, but they chant alas, the shadow of the holy name. And that type of chanting requires assistance in order to come to the stage of chanting purely. Not just without offense, but actually chanting with love. And to attain that qualification, therefore, there are other aspects of spiritual life that are given emphasis by acharyas, like the worship of deities, without chanting with love and devotion, actually it's not possible to attain the perfection of going back to Godhead. Chanting Hare Krishna is not it's not a mechanical affair. It's not mouthing the words or letters of the mantra. That's not what the holy name is. It's like you may take medicine in a capsule. The capsule is not going to make you well. It's what's inside of it. So if there's nothing inside the capsule, if there's nothing inside the words, then it's not going to have effect. And for actually the Maha Mantra to be substantial is a matter of Krishna's mercy. It's a matter of Krishna's grace. Krishna descends in the form of the holy name and manifests in the form of that transcendental sound vibration. So it's that type of chanting that is called chanting. That is sankirtan, and that's why called Namabhas. It's a shadow, just like if you chase shadows, you never really get to the real thing. A shadow has no real substance, so just like I have a body, that body has form, and so many things go on, and there's a person in it, there's a soul, and so on. And when I go out, that form casts a shadow, but the shadow only resembles me, just it has an outline. The shadow we form, it just in one sense looks like it, but other than that it has no individual life, it has no individual personality. It's the least aspect of me. Similarly, when we talk about Namabhas, the letters are there, and those letters resemble the Maha Mantra, but if the life isn't there, then what is it? Then it doesn't have the same type of substance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was going somewhere along with Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, who was a little boy at that time. And maybe Haridaspur, I can't remember. Anyway, on their way, they went past a temple on the outskirts of the village, and one man came up to him and he said, "Oh, please come here and stay in the temple for the night before you continue on your journey." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they went in, they stayed in the little guest house of the temple. And then at night, when they were trying to go to sleep, then all noise was going on, and there were bricks flying around. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur could understand that there are some ghosts here. So he started to chant Hare Krishna, and then by that chanting, his chanting, then the ghost disappeared. The next morning, local villagers came and they saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there in that temple, and they said, "Oh, how come you're here? This is very, very inauspicious place. This place is haunted by ghosts. Whoever comes here, they throw bricks and bats at him." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that I was coming by here, and Pujari invited me in. So they said, "Oh, that was not the Pujari, that was the ghost of the Pujari." And they said that that Pujari, he was always chanting Hare Krishna, but still he became a ghost. How did he become a ghost? The Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Well, what kind of Pujari was he?" I said, "Well, that's true, he was doing bad things in his life, but still he was always chanting Hare Krishna." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Well, that's why he took birth as a ghost, for the offenses he was making to the holy name." And they said, "Well, how can he be delivered?" Well, if he, by the association of a real sadhu, then he'll be delivered. And of course, he was already delivered. because after that there was no more ghosts, no more flying bricks. Everything was very peaceful in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. People realized he was a great saint, and so they would come to him. But anyway, the point was that someone can say the words of the mantra, but if there's no life in it, then still that may be the outcome. Of course, the outcome of just chanting Hare Krishna anyway was that he got the opportunity to associate with a pure devotee and to become free from a ghost body, like Ajamil. Ajamil also unknowingly was chanting. His chanting was of better quality than that pujari, because he wasn't sinning and chanting. He was just called out at the time of death, called out the name of Narayan. So he was chanting Namabhas. And by Namabhas, then Lord Narayan sent the Vishnu Dutas to him so that he would get their association, and by their association then he was delivered. At least he got the opportunity to engage in pure devotional service, and then he went back to Godhead. So nama hor nahi hoi nama bahi hoi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that name that you're chanting, that may, the words that you're chanting, that may not be the name of Krishna. To chant, you really have to chant. And it's a real science, it's a real art that one has to cultivate very sincerely. Hare Krishna.